Cause I don't need that on my show.
I see Spreaker taking the course of Blog Talk. I was on Blog Talk for about 3 years, and this may allude.
Get a hold of me at lickmyballsworld@gmail.com. That's lickmyballsworld@gmail.com. Leave a message here on the show. Let me know you're interested in being one of the greats here at the Fuck You Network.
Cast engineer. Well, we got a lot of people. We had
Scopey Bone. Someone called in the show. Hey, say something, man. Come on, Goofy. We're going to mute him. He doesn't want to talk. He left. We're going to leave Goofy. Someone said he's in prison. Some bad stuff.
I said it on the show. I said they're going to fake it because there's too much money coming in. And lo and behold, somebody faked it.
It doesn't surprise me that it's a fake story. And also, people do like to play the victim in some cases.
Now, tell me. Who are you?
K-I-L-A. 186.
The Worldwide Radio Show.
That's why you're Goofy Bone.
Let me tell you something.
Talk shit.
Blog Talk Radio.
And Spreaker.
Brings you the most controversial radio show on the internet.
We live, bitches.
Recorded live.
This program contains corrupt material, including offensive language.
Your discretion advised.
Is he smoking something?
Stupid American public you're talking about.
Oh, please, please, give me a break.
You are now entering season 8.
So, no. Trouble is back. To those of you out there who don't know who the fuck I am, just remember me as the ultimate one. What's up, people? How y'all doing tonight? We are here, we are live, we are doing it. And we're back. I know I've been gone for a while, but don't worry, people. I'm fucking back, bitches. So I don't want no crybabies. I don't want no little sissy tards crying thinking Goofy Bone has retired. Crying to think that I'm no longer in existence. Sometimes my fans sicken me. But anyways, we are here, we are live, I'm in one piece. I've been drinking all day. My Golden State Warriors were cheated by LeBron James and his Cleveland Cavaliers. We got so much shit to talk about. We're going to call the homeboy Jose. He's going to be the guest star of the show. And bitches, y'all better be motherfucking ready. Because it's Sunday Night Live and it's time to get fucking live. Are those of you at home, are you guys fucking ready? Is Green Eyes over there puffing her tits? Is she over there getting ready? Well, let's go ahead and go to a commercial break. And let's get ready. Chewbacca. Go to a commercial break and tell these folks we'll be back right after this.
After these messages.
watching your home when you're not there. It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think no one is home and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Pick up your phone now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alerts, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-877-653-8844. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-877-653-8844. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $35.99 per month. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and protect your home license numbers. Call now, 1-877-653-8844. That's 1-877-653-8844.
Tim gave everything he had to our country. Now, he's having flashbacks, and someone's going to pay. Howitzer is back. Evacuator.
Die, you scum!
One man's search for peace.
Good night, bitches! I'll kill him before he screams!
One man's search for hope.
Let's do some killing. Let's kill for the kids!
One man's search for the truth.
After I torched those villages and raped all those schoolgirls, I just can't seem to get those images out of my head!
He gave everything. Then the liberals turned their backs on our heroes, and now he's out for the truth.
What do you smell, wandering hands?
Smell fear.
Good, let's arm wrestle.
That'd be a different film.
Okay, let's kill some commies!
Me find Vietnamese squaw.
He's wrestling the chopper down. Shoot him!
I'm an American, and you're not! So fucking die!
He's too strong!
Evacuator.
Let's evacuate these bitches!
Rated RP for really patriotic.
Children are our future. All of our future. And of course, we want the future to be bright. We want the future to be healthy. We want the future to be perfect. And for those who can afford it, we believe we have the right to demand perfection and control nature. That's where Eugenics Incorporated International comes in. Morality is none of our business. Making sure you have the right baby is.
Hi, I'm Dr. Steven Von Singer. You're discerning. You wouldn't accept the wrong car, or the wrong job, or the wrong house. Why on earth should you accept the wrong child? Visit Eugenics Incorporated International and get the perfect baby. Satisfaction guaranteed, subject to medical test and unforeseen accidents.
Visit us on the web at eugenicsincorporated.com and start designing your perfect baby today.
We now return you to your regularly scheduled program,
186 Point Deuce.
Already in progress.
Are we back, Chewbacca? I mean, I don't see me live. Oh. Sorry. I've been periscoping, so I haven't... I totally forgot how the switches and shit work. Anyways, let's go ahead and call Jose. Let's see if Jose's ready to be live on the motherfucking radio. Oh, fuck, Jose. You fucking... You did it on the other fucking... God damn it, Jose. Sorry, people. Go to the other Twitter account. This fucking guy went to the other one. Yeah, that one. Jesus Christ. My God, Look at the background of my old Twitter account. I mean, Jesus, really? Does it have to be fucking clouds? Jesus, Goofy Bone. No wonder why nobody loves you. Anyways, let's go ahead and call Hoser and let's see if we could get a connection. Maybe reach out and touch someone. Oh, Okay, Chewbacca, I see we got a call, but we're waiting for Jose to fucking get on the line. It says it's
you
dialing,
have reached
the
voicemail box of 630.
Oh. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, you guys are the witness. I'm trying to call this motherfucker. If you guys know him on Twitter, tell him to answer his fucking phone. Try to make me look stupid. I was about to yell at Chewbacca thinking that Chewbacca fucking didn't know how to dial. Shut up, Chewie. Dial it again. Motherfucker, don't tell me this fucker fell asleep. God damn it. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I am trying.
You have reached the voicemail box of 63.
Yeah. Anyways, let's go to the phone lines. Chewbacca says there's other callers. Caller, you are now live. Welcome to the show. Hello, caller? Caller? The fuck, they just call the radio show and just fucking listen? Hello? You know, this is not Periscope. I can't just fucking yell at you. Get out of here. Go to the other caller. Caller, you're live.
Hey, gone.
Who?
Oh, I'm saying hello. Good, can you remember me?
I'm sorry, you're like totally fucking Patriot Gregging.
Sorry, guys. It's not like BTR like years ago.
No, we're on a new platform. Who's this? Is this Jackson Maguire?
Yeah, but I was called Mark Maguire back in BTR.
Yeah, you're Mark Maguire. What's up, man?
Not too much, man. I got a day off today. Pretty damn awesome. Just working full-time now after graduating college. 21 now as well, because last time I called, I was 17. So, big, big change. And just making a living, getting bitches, and just living life and being happy, you know?
Hey, let me tell you something. From 17 till now, it's a big fucking leap, right?
Oh, shit, yeah. Like, I went to America for a holiday about December, and being on was fantastic. Like, the first night I came in was in New York, and they had this little bar, and shit, I got hammered the first night, and I'm stumbling home to my hotel. I've got pizza, and pretty much I'm eating pizza like David Hasselhoff. It was disgusting, but it was the best night. Best night.
That's how you do it, Mark McGuire. I told you, and I told many other people, when you're young, you think it's all fun. But once you get to your age right now, it's a big fucking leap. And I'm glad you realized it, and I'm glad you put your mind to it and you accomplished something. You got laid, right, in the Stadies?
No, I got laid in Australia as well, but I heard a hook in America. Like, some Canadian Sheila, she was a 10. So, so beautiful. I was like, shit, I can get these girls. Man, I'm unstoppable, you know? Big confidence boost, if that makes any sense.
Oh, wow. Sounds like you're a fucking player now.
Big change from 17. I can't talk to girls. I look on a bit. I'm just not getting up through it. Just to play games all day and to see food. And being a girl is tough time, but you just gotta wake the fuck up and just do what you gotta do, you know? Like, I work at the coast and it's like a 45-minute commute, but I don't care because I'm making dollar and I'm doing more than people who are doing nothing, you know? So I'm pretty proud of myself.
Now that's what I'm talking about. Are you a capitalist? And tell people you're at least saving money and you're trying to fucking do something in life.
Yeah, I'm saving money. I want to buy a house closer to work because right now I'm paying $50 in total every week. $70 worth of fuel, and like at the end of the week I've only got like $300 left over to save. So right now it's all about saving my money, putting it into an apartment at the coast. That way I can be 5 minutes from work, save more money on, you know, riding to work, driving, get more money, get hopefully a missus in the future, and just keep moving forward, you know, keep moving forward.
Well, let me tell you something. Your missus will come. Just keep walking forward and fucking, you know, don't even bother with fucking little skanks on the side, because those bitches will be like vampires sucking you until you're dry. And I'm not saying sucking your dick. They're going to suck you dry and fucking leave you there to die. So just keep walking your path. Your missus will walk and you guys will, you know, have a connection and wham, bam, there you go. But fuck, hey,
yeah,
I'm actually glad you called, Mark. I haven't talked to you in fucking many years, man.
Yeah, man, it's pretty crappy because time zones stop. And like, today's a public holiday, so that means I can be online in the afternoon. But normally I work from 7:30 in the morning and till 3:30 in the afternoon. Then I go to the gym till 6 o'clock at night. I pretty much eat dinner, play games, and pass out. That's it. But Friday nights, it's usually go out, rave, have a good time, sleep, relax. It's just hard now. So, like, when I heard you, like, on Perry, whatever it's fucking called, try talking to you, I'm like, this is bullshit. I can't have a conversation. So, that's going to be a show to talk to you for, because it's been 5 or so years, and it's a big change, you know?
Yeah, it's technology, Mark. But, hey, I want to thank you for calling in. I don't want to waste your Skype minutes and shit. But
no worries, I'll just be on the radio show. I'll call in if it's a topic.
Anyways, hey, I don't want to waste your minutes because I'm going to call somebody right now. So,
no worries, man. Good chatting to you. I'll just listen in.
Hey, just listen in, man.
No worries, man. Thank.
Oh, I'm sorry, Chewbacca did that. Anyway, what were you saying?
Have a good night. I'll talk to you and have a good night.
All right, brother. Just chill right there, man. All right, let's see where the fuck Jose is, this son of a fucking bitch. Sorry, people. We're supposed to have Swinger, my homeboy Jose. This motherfucker, he's not answering his goddamn phone. Calling the number he gave me.
You have reached the voicemail box of 630.
You know what? Here, I'm fucking Chewbacca. Do the thing. We'll mute his fucking number, and then we'll fucking come back and then let me cuss him out real quick. This is fucking bullshit. I pulled up the radio show for him, and this motherfucker's not. I bet you he's there fucking with his mouth wide open. I bet you this motherfucker's sleeping. Or he's jacking off.
You have reached the voicemail box of 63.
Okay, Chewbacca. I think it's time to come back now. Oh, this message is for Jose. Hey, you fucking punk motherfucker. You wanted to be live on the radio. We're fucking here on the radio. And you're nowhere to fucking be found. Bitch, get your ass up right now. Today's your fucking day off. Tomorrow's your day off. There's no fucking excuse. Jose, I hope when you get up in the morning and you look at yourself in the fucking mirror. Imagine me just puking all over your fucking face, because that's how fucking mad I am right now. Where the fuck are you? Hold up the phone, Chewbacca. I don't want to talk to this motherfucker anymore. Yell at him. Tell that motherfucker we started the whole radio show for him. This motherfucker ain't even on. Fuck you, Jose. what pisses me off, people. Everyone's like, oh, you got a radio show? Can I be on it? There's a perfect example of somebody that wanted to be on my fucking radio show. A perfect fucking example. So you see, this just pisses me off. I should just be periscoping right now. I mean, seriously, I should be just fucking periscoping right now so I can just stare at myself all night. But anyways, the show must go on. Hello, everyone. My name is Goofy Bone, and I am the host of 186.2, the Worldwide Radio Show, which you are listening to as we speak. I want to apologize for the people who did not show up tonight. Apparently, they are enjoying themselves to... Oh, you're on right now? I'm going to be honest with you. Periscope's got nothing but beautiful women. And that's the only reason why I'm on there. I know my radio show audience, I know you guys hate me because I'm not on the radio show, but let me tell you something. You know me, I'm a companionator. I love to make passion and companionness and put it all together and be called compassion. But I'm sorry. Oh, we got a caller? Somebody called in? Chewbacca, are you waving your hands because you want to leave or you want to fucking... Somebody called in. Oh, somebody called in? All right, well, let's fucking go to the phone lines. We got a caller. Caller, you're live.
Oh, we got a caller?
Hey, excuse me, caller. You're going to have to lower your radio.
Yeah, we're listening to you. On two phones, on two devices.
Oh my God! Don't tell me is this Ole Salinas?
Yes, you recognize my voice.
It is the most cutest couple on Periscope. What's up, guys?
What?
What's up, Goofy?
What's up, Maddie? Hey, thank you for the fucking tray, homeboy. For real, man.
Anytime,
I love
man.
This motherfucker,
you know?
Fool. Yeah, I love this thing. Everyone was stupid like me. They're like, where'd you get that tray? That's a fucking badass rolling tray. I just tell everybody my homeboy sacrificed his life for it.
Oh, man, let me tell you, I sacrificed everything. Please over here yelling at me, telling me, what are you doing? I can't believe you're doing that. Oh, my God.
I think you're just playing E-40 in the car. Like, really? With the kids and everything?
Oh, man, that was hella funny. I was cracking up.
Hey, Salinas. Hold on, man. Say, Salinas, why don't you sing for us tonight?
Oh, man. See, I was just trying to help you out because, you know, you're trying to call.
You trying to help me out?
Yes.
She thought you were a charity case, man. I'm sorry.
You guys need to quit, for real. Hey, be on the lookout sometime this month because there's a little present that's coming your guys' way. I just got to find the right present. And I got to find Manny. He wants to copy me with my shorts, so I got to go find those for him.
I love those shorts, man. Those are badass.
Dude, these are my Apollo Creed. Fuck, when one of my chicks, she brought them to me, man, I was all fucking happy. Oh my God, I was fucking so happy. I was like, oh my God, those are like Apollo Creed's pants on Rocky. And she's all, since you like Rocky, I thought maybe you like these.
Yeah,
and they're beautiful, man.
Yeah, they're pretty sick, I like them. Sing a song, babe.
Come on. Hold on, stop the music, Chewbacca. We got a singer here. We got a real fucking singer.
Why are you putting me on the spot like that?
Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to give a warm welcome to Salinas.
I'm not going to sing a whole song.
What the fuck are you supposed to sing right there?
A live full song. I was just going to do, we were chilling in the park, just waiting for the sun to go down.
On a Sunday afternoon. Come on, you're supposed to continue it.
Huh?
Jesus Christ. No wonder why you didn't get your one-hit wonder million-dollar paycheck. You don't even know where you're writing a song.
I need the lyrics. I need the lyrics. Where are my karaoke?
Oh, my God.
I need
the
karaoke screen. Nah.
Chewbacca, put the background music. You're not going to sing no fucking Mariah Carey.
Oh, Goofy, did you hear my the Sober cover that I did?
Your what?
The, you know the song Sober, right? By Childish Gambino.
Sober by Carlos Gambino? Isn't that like a mobster?
Childish. I forgot his real name, but like he goes by Childish Gambino. So you don't know the song, so yeah.
No, but I don't know the song.
I did it for you. No, I'm kidding.
Did you?
Did it for $10. It was a request by somebody else, but I thought you would have liked it because...
Okay, well, I didn't know because you didn't tag me in it. How the fuck do you say it's for me and you didn't even tag me in it? How the fuck? I mean, shit. You make me look like a bad person, like I didn't watch it. Like, oh, it's for me, but yeah, I'll watch it later. Come on, Selena. We're live on the radio. People hear this shit. They're going to think I'm a dick. Come on.
No, we love you. You're a good person.
I try.
You're not a dick, right?
I try. But I never heard that song, so sorry. Hold on, let's put it on. Okay, now you gotta send it to me. I've never heard of that person, but I want to hear the Selena version first.
Go and can you look it up right now? Well, no, I would have to like send you a link or something.
Selena, all you gotta do is tag Goofy Bone on Twitter and say, Goofy, I want you to watch this, and boom, put it right there, and we're done.
All right, well, I'd like to charge you right now. I'll pass it on to Manuel.
Okay. Manuel, what are you doing? You're sitting there with a million-dollar voice. Cash in.
I've been telling her, man. I've been pushing her. This is trying to do this on the YouTube or whatever and try to get her going.
She hasn't done no fucking American Idol shit?
She won't do it, man. I've been trying to tell her, like, forever to do it, but she's just too scared to get up on stage.
Pussy-ass midget! Tell her, Manuel!
I've been trying her. She says she don't like it up in front of people. She likes to sing, but not in front of everybody.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. Wait a minute. Supposedly, Jose is up. I'm dialing his fucking stupid ass. This motherfucker.
Yeah, he finally woke
up.
The lazy fucking Mexican.
No, he's not Mexican. He's a Puerto Rican.
Oh, he's
Hello.
A Puerto Rican. Lazy Puerto Rican. Even
oh,
worse.
Oh, he got him.
Who the fuck is this?
Man? Man, you don't know. You should know who the fuck this is. Where were you, man?
What the fuck are you doing calling me at 12:30 at fucking night, you piece of shit?
Look, motherfucker, I told you. We're going on in an hour. Your stupid ass was all happy and be like, yeah!
He was acting like a schoolgirl earlier. He couldn't wait to come on the radio.
I know.
It's because I love being on the radio.
Okay, well, now's your chance. Since Selena failed the Selena Sing-A-Like Channel Challenge, Now's your chance. Come on, let's see you sing, Jose.
What would you like me to sing? Don't Break My Heart?
Yeah, go ahead. Let's hear that.
Play with my balls, my achy, breaky balls. Girl, just please use your tongue.
Oh, my God.
Because if you lick my balls, my stinky fucking balls.
Jose, children listen
what?
To my show. Come on. Children,
children
listen to my
are
show.
Listening. Children listen to your show at 12:30 at night. Who's raising these fucking monsters?
Hey,
put your
on.
Fucking kids to bed.
Like, let me tell you something. I'm a very popular person out in the internet airwaves.
Oh, yeah? Your popularity doesn't mean shit to me.
Hey, well, excuse me, sir. But excuse me. I mean...
Are you using me to boost your ratings? Is that what you're doing here? You're using me to boost your ratings.
Goddamn.
Puerto Rican always helps.
You see, everybody, this is the problem. This is the reason Goofy Bone is on the radio, because that mug is too ugly to be seen. So they just give him a voice. You can imagine this pretty-looking guy on the other end of the radio, but he's ugly as shit. He looks like a Mario Brothers Beetle.
Shut the fuck up!
With that helmet, that fucking helmet head he wears, thinking he's all high and mighty. He looks like CM Punk on a bad day.
Shut the fuck up! Don't call me that. Ladies and gentlemen,
you know
I
that's
apologize.
What you look like.
I thought we were gonna have a decent program. I thought we were going to sit down and chop it up with this person, but obviously he woke up on the wrong side of the bed.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did you have questions for me?
Yeah, we did. I had 192 questions for you.
Oh, you go ahead and you ask away there, Mr. Goofy Bone.
For real, I pull you on the radio to get fucking some ratings, and you fucking pull this shit on me? Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm going to pull my shit for you, yeah.
Jose, I want to be honest.
Yes, sir.
You really hurt my feelings, and I'm going to tell you again, just kick back, buddy. Just kick back.
All right. I would say I'm sorry, but I'm fucking not.
Oh, man. What's up, Hoser? Shit.
What's going on, everybody?
This is my homeboy from Chicago. Well, now, where exactly is your residence? I mean, where can we say you're from? The suburbs?
My exact pinpoint location is the southwest suburbs of Illinois.
Okay. Well, he's from out there, a beautiful place. I actually want to buy some property and go hunting. I love your deer out there. They look beautiful. Is there any deer in your neck of the woods?
No deer. Only little fluffy rabbits.
Fluffy rabbits. Hey, how do you tell a male rabbit to a female rabbit?
Who cares?
Cotton balls. The male cotton balls.
Oh, that's a good one.
I don't understand.
That's,
who are these people on here talking shit?
What?
WBWC Media Corporation? Who is that?
These are just regulars on my show. Don't get offended, Selena.
Okay.
This is a totally different crowd.
What do they got to say, Selena?
These are the trolls that Don gets mad about. That's like people like that.
Because they suck at life? Because they're not cool enough to have a radio show and have
these are
guest
cool
host?
These are cool people, though. These are my people. They're my people. So
they're your people.
Your people. Another bunch of crazy.
So they're all black skinned commentators like you?
No. The WBWC, that's my friend Pimp Hat. He has his own radio show. He's a very powerful person, by the way.
oh yeah. He's like He-Man? Yeah,
he's worse than
He-Man. This radio show Periscope meets Speaker People.
Yeah, I don't know. You guys are gonna collide like DC versus Marvel for real. It's gonna go down like that.
Right? It's going down for real.
See, now they're saying that now we can say niggers.
Now we can say niggers.
Run, nigga. I'm not here.
Well, anyways.
Hey, Goofy.
Well, what's up?
How do you tell a female rabbit from a male rabbit?
You still stuck on that?
I don't know how.
Cotton balls!
Hey, Selena, you're not supposed to say that. Well, anyways, why are we quiet?
What time do we get high on this show?
Oh, you want to get high? I mean, we could smoke right now if you want. I mean, I got the blunt in my hand.
Yeah, I'm going to get my blunt in my hand, and we can just get really high.
What are you doing? No more.
No more? What?
Let's get high and talk about how Drew Carey fucked up the Price is Right.
Oh, man.
That fat gay son of a bitch.
I think we're going to have new fucking, like, three shows on that one, because I could fucking go on for days about that one.
Him and his big, fat, cherry pie-eating co-star, Mimi, that makeup fucking zombie.
I don't know about that one, but... Yeah.
You
I just
don't
like his little fucking
him?
Voice. I mean, remember Bob Barker? I mean, he used to be a man of pride. Like, you know, hey, how are you doing? Make sure you keep your neuter your fucking cats and dogs and crap like that.
But Drew Carey's just a little soft bitch.
I just don't like the way they dress him. For real. At least try better.
He's a modern age nerd.
Well, anyways, I'm going to go to the phone lines because there's callers. Caller, you're live.
Let's hear your questions, callers. I'm ready for some questions. What do you want to know about good old Jose?
Obviously, no one's answering the fucking phone. I mean hello? All right, well,
hello? Son of a bitch.
We'll drop that person. Let's bring on someone else. Caller, you're live.
I'm back, Dave.
Oh, what's up, Mark McGuire?
Not a much. I just like it. Nothing has changed in 5 years. The chat is full of fucking different still. It's great. It's great to be back. Like,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, no, nothing ever changes around here.
Yeah, that's right, though. But it's still fun to be back, though. Like, you know, hearing everyone just talk smack. And it's just a really chilled show. It's pretty good. Like, it seems like a different format from BTR. Like, right now, it seems like anything goes rather than having, like, a set. What's the word? It's just like a set program, you know?
Okay.
You want to play with your program?
Hey, Mark, where are you from? You're what, Australia?
Yeah, Australia. Queensland.
Okay.
How are Joey's doing out there?
They're doing pretty alright. A few dead ones on the road because dumbasses. But other than that, they're doing alright. Gotta watch out.
The Joeys that hang out in the road are dumbasses.
Yeah, because they just run across the road. Like, I went to an engagement party up at the country, and like there was tons of them, like about 30, and like they'd always jump in front of cars, and like one got hit, and like that's a good mood for an engagement party. Good on you.
So, Mark, how do you suppose they cross the road then if they don't jump across the road? What are they supposed to do, Mark?
They're
supposed to take a taxi across the road, Mark?
No, I'll go the other way.
The Joeys are supposed to go, hey, taxi, take me across the road, please. Please, taxi.
Man, if it's taxis in, like, rural Australia, then go for it. But you can actually catch them in shopping bags easily, though. Like, really easily.
They jump in your back seat easily? What?
No, like, you can get them, you can catch them in a shopping bag. Like, all you gotta do is put it over its head, pick it up, and you got a Joey.
Nice. Do you have a Joey as a pet?
I wish, but not in the area I live in. But when I used to live in the bush, like, there's plenty of them, like, in my backyard, I have a pack of them. I didn't own them, though. So, and also, they're kangaroos, though. So, like, the Joeys
are... Are they mostly
one,
nice?
The kangaroo. Oh, I'm
hey,
pretty
so,
sure if
hold on, guys. Hold on. Is Selena on here?
Yes, I'm still here.
I'm fucking watching you right now. You're fucking possessed, girl. Damn, you got a voice.
Oh, the sober one?
Yeah.
I was waving
your hand.
No.
You always wave your hands like you're chopping fucking the invisible robot.
I'm doing it. That's
something.
Fine. Like, into it.
Fucking Maggie, you got $1 million voice right there.
Yeah, I wasn't possessing that one. I was doing cool. I was doing good. I was in the building of myself.
When you do the little, like you're trying to get bigger with your hands going side to side, like you're pumping air. That's possession right there. But anyways, we're gonna smoke some weed right now.
No, I was just dancing.
So
if you call
that
possession, I wonder what you call my dancing then.
No, your dancing is like you're fighting invisible robots.
maybe just a little bit.
You should see her gigging in the club.
Is that what she says? I mean, is that what she does in the club?
Oh, so she be gigging, she getting down. Swinging her hair all around, whipping it at people.
Oh, shit, there's a lopsided nipple in my chat room.
Yeah, I know, I've seen that. That's why when I seen that, you were like, is Selena still in here? I'm like, yeah.
No.
I see that or something.
Nah. I did not say that for you. You said that in your brain. I was watching your fucking... I was watching your possession video where you're getting all possessed.
Self-conscious, anybody?
Anyway, let's smoke some weed. Selena, you did a very good job, and that's a great song. Like I said, I'm going to write a rap song, and I need you to sing the hook.
Let me know.
Don't worry. You might pull me out of retirement. I don't know. But you, but if we ever go on tour, you can't do the fucking invisible robot fucking dance.
I do whatever I want.
Jose, are you smoking weed or what?
Oh, yeah, baby. Yes, I am.
That's one way to wake up.
Anyway.
I see a lopsided nipple in your chat, too.
That's actually a nice nipple, whoever's lopsided nipple is that. Some nice tits.
It's pretty lopsided.
What are you talking about?
Oh, man. We're talking about the lopsided nipple.
The lopsided nipple's name is Brandy.
Hey, did Selena tell you today what we did?
Oh, my God.
We bought 100.
Hey, Goofy.
What's up?
Ask Manny what the fuck he's going to do with 105 avocados.
Who the fuck wants to sell me 105 avocados for $10?
Well, I was asking earlier, asking your wife, would you buy 105 avocados?
For $15, 105.
Dude, sell that shit. Capitalize.
Who the fuck would sell? Who's the idiot selling that at those prices?
They're selling them at the back of trucks at a produce place.
Sell them on the truck.
The question is, are they good avocados?
Yes. They're
doubt
good.
It.
They're good. They're actually good.
And
but
you guys
I don't know
bought
what
them.
Do all
Selena, you bought them.
Yes, I bought them.
Dude, they're going to have AIDS now. They got, like, shitty avocados.
We're going to go to Walmart and sell them out the back of our truck.
You know,
got
stupid
to hook
me,
up on avocados.
You know, stupid me, I would think, oh, well, that's a fucking come-up. Here, give me $100 worth, and I'm going to put them in the back of my fucking car, and I'm going to sell this shit. Hell no, I can't fucking... Like, I'm going to be a real person and sell fucking $100. What would that be, 1,000 avocados in one day? The radio show
avocados
blows,
for 50 cents.
Hey, Jose, the radio show blows?
I have my own opinions that I'm allowed to, sir.
Should make some more weight, it'll get better.
What?
Hey, Goofy Bone, why don't you play some Thriller?
No, we're not doing that shit anymore.
My favorite
song.
That
was once in a lifetime fucking... I'll probably never do that again. I can't believe you guys laughed at me for that one. I thought I was actually doing a good job.
You were doing a great job. Next, I want to see you do the banana challenge.
Fuck that banana challenge. What is a banana challenge?
Bradman TV did the banana challenge.
What, he stuffed bananas up his ass or what?
Yeah, he was shoving bananas up his ass on camera.
That's disgusting. Come on.
You should, you'd be amazed how many he fit up his ass.
And you're sitting there watching him?
I was watching him shove 4 bunches of bananas up his ass.
Wow.
Once he was done with the fourth bunch, he asked for another one.
Come on, man. I don't want to hear that shit. Jesus Christ.
You should have seen him shit it out. That was the fun part.
Oh, my God.
You know the best part about it?
What?
He didn't make a sound.
Come on, man.
You know, Bradman loves it in the ass.
Come on, man.
Bradman has orange ass hairs. Did you know that?
I don't want to talk about that piece of shit no more. That's disgusting.
Banana challenge, baby.
That motherfucker. I'm going to beat the shit out of that motherfucker.
We're gonna go Zoot Suit Riot on that fat fuck.
Zoot Suit Riot? You're Puerto Rican, you can't be a Zoot Suiter.
Why not?
That's something the Latinos do.
So I'm not a Latino, is that what you're telling me?
Nah, you're just a Puerto Rican.
Oh, you motherfucker. You're a Mexican mix of black people.
Huh?
You're a Mexican mix of Africans. Just because my back ain't wet and my hair ain't slick back, you think you can talk to me like that?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. This is terrible. Sunday Night Live, ladies and gentlemen. And we're here live on fucking... a couple Periscopers are live on fucking Spreaker. They're mixing with my audience, and it's not looking pretty, but oh well. It's something I got to deal with.
But. Fuck your audience.
Aw, thanks, mate.
Yeah, you...
Hey, it's the Joey guy.
Pepper on the line.
Yeah, the Joey guy's still here.
What's up, Joey guy?
Not much, man. Just listening in.
You're live on the Goofy Bone Show.
Yeah, man. It's been 5 years since I've been live on the show. It's been pretty good.
5 years you've been listening to this bullshit? For five fucking years you had nothing to fucking do from 9 o'clock to 11 o'clock? Who the fuck are you?
Nah, man, like I said, it's been like 5 years since I called in. Like, the last time I called
five
in was, like,
fucking
goofy.
Years? Why don't you do the math on that? That's a lot of fucking days of doing nothing with your life.
I feel like I suck. Like I said, it's been 5 years since I've called in.
Oh,
like, the last
God.
Time I called him in, it was like,
since
I'm BTR,
called in.
Like, fucking shit the ghost. What? Yeah, since I called in, it's kind of hard the time zone.
Thank
also, working. So, happened.
Maybe you should wait another 5 years to call in again.
We should. Probably make more money then. Be good.
This is great.
Hey. Where was I at? I'm here. What do you mean, where was I at?
Watch your ear, devil.
You just weren't answering?
Answering
right,
what? Oh, are you talking about when you called me earlier?
Yeah, when we called. Yeah.
I fucking called you like 10 times, man.
I was passed out on my couch.
Fuck,
yeah,
man.
Passed out.
Fucking woke up.
Obviously, you weren't excited
to
be on
fuck
the Goofy Bone Show.
You fucking called me like a fucking psycho
ex-girlfriend. Look, everyone, this is not the fucking Goofy Bone Show. This is 186.2, the worldwide radio show.
Oh,
right?
Sorry. My bad. I apologize. Worldwide radio show, 186.2.
Come on. Get fucking...
Is Jose Orton dope?
Your host is Goofy fucking Bone.
You shit, Sherlock.
6.2. Hey, Jose, what you drinking on tonight?
Who's listening?
You went to sleep.
Hey, I fucking asked you a question. Don't be fucking act like a dick to me. What you fucking drinking tonight?
I got some special juice.
You know the beer?
The fucking special juice? Is that made for a fucking retard or what?
It's pussy juice.
Hey,
fermented tea.
Selena,
you ever had pussy juice?
Earmuffs, Selena.
She's getting me a beer.
Okay, just tell her to stay over there. Don't listen. Hey, Jose, have you ever fucked a bitch and made her squirt like I was fucking talking about earlier?
You know it.
Fuck, I love it.
I'm
going to
do it live
fucking
on Periscope for you guys.
I love it when a fucking chick fucking just blows up like that. It's like the ultimate.
The geyser, the pussy geyser.
Apocalypse, shut your fucking mouth, Apocalypse. Hey, Stabby, I forgot I banned you today. I forgot, I'm sorry, Stabby, I was just playing around. I'll unban you as soon as we're done with the show.
We love you, Stabby.
They're all pissed off. Can you read the chat room? Does Goofy even remember us?
Down the call here.
Jesus Christ.
Why don't they ask some questions? Let's ask some questions. What do they want to know?
How's your Blackhawks doing?
My Blackhawks are tied 1-1 right now. Just like your Warriors.
Damn. But did the referees fuck up your victory? Because they sure fucked up mine.
That's bullshit.
What's bullshit?
The fucking referees suck in NBA. They're always fucking shit up.
Did that fucking piece of shit LeBron fouled so many times, and he cried when he didn't get his fucking foul, little fucking crybaby bitch.
He is
I really
a crybaby
hate LeBron
bitch.
James.
Fuck so do
me.
I.
I fucking hate that motherfucker.
What are you talking about, LeBron?
I'm talking about LeBron. Is that your hero, Emmanuel?
Fuck LeBron. That guy can go suck a donkey dick. That's all I feel about
you know,
guy. That guy.
He can suck two donkey dicks.
Right? And then take one in the ass.
Hey, fuck you, Apocalypse. I've been a Warriors fan all my fucking life, bitch.
But I can't talk too much shit because I'm a Kings fan and they've been getting shit on for quite some time.
Well, I know you rode with your Kings when they fucking had a terrible streak. And then when fucking Boogie came in and fucking lit up your guys' fucking, your fucking place.
Yeah. I was watching the Kings ever since I was a kid, and then everybody started jumping on the bandwagon back in 98 when everybody started getting pizza.
I'm not a bandwagoner. I was fucking there watching the Warriors on TV 36, KITVU. With fucking nobody was at the
I'm pretty sure none of you got anything on me. I got to see 6 Bulls championships, bitches. Chicago, baby.
Yeah.
Maybe you still playing the NFL?
That's great.
What's that, Mark?
I was just saying, you're still playing the NFL, Goofy, because I wasn't too sure if you're still following the Raiders or not.
The Raiders, I'm still a Raider fan. I'm not a bandwagoner. I don't fucking wait till a team gets good and jump on that bag. I stick with my team through thick and thin.
That's
so
right.
Thin
that's
and
right,
man. In fucking hell.
That's the only way to
stay ready to go.
No fucking time for pancakes.
By the way, I'm sorry for starting before. My microphone was, like, repeating everything I was saying, so it was making me slow down my speech. It was pretty damn annoying. So I apologize for that.
Oh, man, no problem. It's all good.
No, it's just same with my rugby league team in Australia, the West Tigers. They've been going
fucking shocking this season, in like the last two seasons, when I'm like, you know, I'm a Tigers fan through and through. I'm not going to give up because I lose. They've been my team since I was a little lad, so you can't give up because they lose. You have to stick by them. I mean, sure, you can be pissed off with them, but you just can't ditch them, you know?
Are we talking about soccer?
No, rugby league.
Rugby, oh, okay, rugby.
Like,
that's
I don't...
four right there, man. That's rugby, man. That's crazy right there.
I don't follow soccer. I seriously rather play soccer than watch it. Like, if I'm looking like A-League... I can't, man. I've got a medical condition that, like, I can't play any contact sport nowadays.
Oh, really? Sorry to hear that.
Like, I don't know if I remember I told you, I've got a giant cellular tumor in my jaw, and, I've been having surgery on it for, like, so long now, and, just recently had to get braces on as well, so, I had 10 teeth taken out, and, I found out I had the, tumor still there, and, like, you know, when I was 13, they took some of it out, and, it was good, but I had these scans for so long, and they said, you're good, you're fine, don't worry, everything is better. But when I had to get this teeth taken out, we later found out that we had 5 centimeters growth in that bloody thing. And, you know, after having the treatment and finding out, shit, I've had this growth for a long, why didn't you know I had it? It's stupid, it really, really sucks. But, you know, it's all sorted out. So, it happened. So,
yeah,
like, now my brain is to play sport, which sucks.
That's
not
fucking
like being
crazy. I'm sorry that happened to you, man. That's fucking crazy, man. Shit. But anyway,
that's crazy.
What?
That sounds horrible. Taking out 10 teeth and then you got a tumor in there, man. That's
a bit fucky, but hey, to get straight teeth, it's pretty worth it, I reckon. But it's something to do with the whole rest of my life. Like, I've got two options. I can either just go for this treatment for like every 3 years, which is my life, or I can get the whole mandible cut out, replace it with my hip bone, reconstruct my teeth, learn how to speak, and be fed for a tube for 6 months. And I'm like, fuck that.
Really?
I'm like, fuck that. I want to do the first option. Much easier.
Well, you know, everyone's got to live their own path in life, so I'm pretty sure you know what you're doing.
Yeah. Hey guys, I'm going to call in about 10 minutes time because I'm about to sell my car, so I'll talk to you guys soon, alright?
Alright, man. Hey, Mark McGuire, take care, brother, and thanks for calling in, man. That's a long-time listener, old-school caller. That's Mark McGuire, people.
No worries. It was nice meeting you all, Jose, and Celine, and the other bloke. It was nice meeting and talking to you.
Take it easy,
yeah.
Mark. Good to meet you, too, Joey.
Take care, bud. See you soon.
Well, anyways, where were we? We were talking about basketball, right? Well,
I was just
molesting
myself while you and Mark got all deep in conversation.
Jesus Christ. Do we really want to hear that shit?
I'm sorry. Is it something I said?
So how do you molest yourself? What, you don't want to touch yourself and then you just touch yourself?
Yeah, pretty much. You say yes, no, yes, no, yes, no. You're like, no, stop it. Stop it. Don't do that.
Well, that's funny. Well, Jose, what's up, man? You think you're gonna get a hold of another Stanley Cup fucking championship? I mean, what's up?
You know it, brother. It's coming home to Chicago once again, baby. We got two in Chicago this week. We're gonna take at least one, probably both of them, and by the end of the week, we will be Stanley Cup champions, buddy.
Hey, you see a bunch of bandwagoners?
Yeah, Chicago's full of bandwagon fans. All the yuppies go to the bars to get drunk and pretend they know about the sport so that they have a reason to get fucked up.
when I was on Jenny Jones, I went to Chicago and fucking, I went to a Blackhawks game. They're playing Detroit. And there were so much Detroit fans. I mean, barely fucking Blackhawks fans. And now I see, now everybody's fucking there.
And, yeah, I think a big thing was hockey wasn't that big in Chicago for a long time because they weren't good.
Yeah.
And our owner had a blackout on TVs. He wouldn't broadcast any home games until about 3 or 4 years ago, right before they won their first Stanley Cup. He wouldn't broadcast any home games. So they couldn't draw a very big fan base.
Damn. That's insane. So how did you listen to the fucking the games?
You didn't. You just found out what happened the next day.
Fuck, are you serious?
Really?
Damn.
The owner's a cheap bastard. Now they're a $1 million franchise. Now they're going for their third Stanley Cup in 5 years.
Hey, Jess. I'm putting something in the chat room, Greeny, and you see me sitting down, but it's not my part on Jenny Jones. It's the next person after me. But you see me sitting down. I'm wearing like a white jersey that says San Jose. So that's in the chat room right now. Yeah, Goofy Bone was on Jenny Jones. Wow.
Were you on Jenny Jones with your...
Because what?
Were you on Jenny Jones with your gang?
With my what?
Gang, ganga, bandiero. Bandiero, bandera.
No, I was on there because fucking, I was a fucking, you know, player. They wanted to
Were you in a love triangle?
No, they wanted to see how many. They wanted to see if I was a real player and how many bitches I fucked.
At the time, Goofy, what was your count? What was your number?
I was, at that time, I hit 85 because I'm, like I said, I went to that Chicago versus Detroit game, and fucking, I was at 85 at that time. And then I said that, you know, before I hit fucking 21, I want to fucking, you know, hit 100. So I accomplished that. But yeah, at that time I was. Yeah, I'm almost 500, baby. Trying
nice.
To get to Wilt Chamberlain.
Yeah, 500. That's a lot of rotten pussy.
Shit, trust me, most of it was all good.
No, I mean now that you're done with it.
Oh, yeah, well, you know, it happens. It happens.
You barebacked all them girls, too, didn't you?
Fuck, you tripping, fool? I mean, fucking with hella kids, hell no. Shit, I always strap up. You're fucking tripping.
Strapped it up.
You're
going to
be on Maury Povich next, right?
What?
We're going to catch you on Maury Povich next?
No. Excuse me.
When it comes to 11 months old,
Little Johnny.
I'm one of the smart
You are
ones,
the
okay?
father.
Okay, I'm not gonna fucking bust in some pretty bitch that was just a good piece of ass. The next thing you know, I gotta live with this bimbo that doesn't know how to cook, that doesn't know how to support herself, doesn't even know how to do laundry. You got me fucking tripping. Hell no. Fuck that shit.
You just described half of the female population in America.
Well, that's life. That's fucking life. But no, there's some good women out there. What?
Selena didn't cook for Manny today. What does that make her, Goofy?
Oh, fuck, really?
Really?
You didn't cook for Manny today, Selena?
We had chicken avocado burritos with some rice.
Damn.
Pretty much everything we're going to eat for the next 2 weeks is going to be that. Has something to do with avocado. We got a hell of avocados we got to eat.
You guys should have an avocado party.
We're going to make avocado masks.
Oh, my God.
Avocado smoothies.
Hey, let's just thank God when you know you guys first had that encounter with the Cheerios that it wasn't avocados.
My baby, good old Cheerios.
Hey, Savvy, what's up? Why are you hating on my axle bone picture? Stop being a bitch.
Hey, Goofy, who designed your picture for your radio show?
I did.
You did a good job. It looks just like you.
What do you want me to do? You want me to fucking hang up on you? I mean, seriously,
no,
are you insulting me?
No, I'm not. I'm saying it looks like you, asshole.
Oh, the little guy?
Yeah, the little guy.
Yeah, well, thanks.
You did a good job. I was saying you did a good job, and then you tried to turn it negative.
Yeah, I know. You know, okay, I take it back. I'm sorry. Fucking sorry. ladies and gentlemen, I want to apologize to my friend Hoser over here because I was stupid. I overreacted. I thought he was making fun of me. So my defense mode came up and I had to defend myself. But it was all a misunderstanding. So, Jose, I hope you can fucking forgive me for my stupidity and whatever the fuck I fucking did wrong.
Yeah, you didn't do anything wrong. It's okay. You don't have to apologize.
Alright. Anyways.
Where's Chewbacca, Goofy?
He's right here. He's working on tomorrow's show.
Come on, baby.
They just wanted to know where you're at, Chewbacca. They thought you fell asleep.
Is Chewbacca your engineer?
No. Chewbacca's my engineering manager.
Nice.
He's the one that runs the show. That's why it sounds so professional. You know me, I can't fucking do this shit.
That makes a lot of sense now.
Really?
Yeah. Very professional show.
Hey, you guys got to fucking give me a high five. Do you see how many idiots I'm fucking pulling in on Periscope by doing the pictures of the fucking little Las Vegas hooker bitch?
Oh, yeah, that shit was hella funny.
That's hella funny, man. That's classic right there.
We have like a 100 people.
I'll tell Flynn. So that's how you know the Periscope is full of pervs.
Hella pervs. I got like 200 on the last one. Like, what the fuck?
Good old marketing.
I tell you, it's marketing right there. I didn't even have to pay for it. Just got it from the web backs in Vegas. You know, like I said, they do the picture, they hit the little picture thing, and they give it to you.
Yeah.
And I tried to buy the shirt. You know, the shirt says, you know, a number for a good time, whatever, whatever. But
yeah,
motherfuckers only had 1X. None of them added at least a double or a triple.
What were you going to do, take it off their back and put it on?
Yeah, but they're all little midget-ass fucking wetback dudes.
Damn little border brothers.
Shit.
They clap their cards together and hand them out to you for all the hookers on the strip.
That's what they do. But shit, I don't trust them bitches. I would never fuck a hooker. I would hate myself. I would punch myself in the face. Like, what's wrong with you? For real.
Selena, you should try molesting yourself.
No, I'm not going to molest myself. Are you fucking serious?
You should try
like,
it. You know,
what really, what am I going to do? Like, touch my hand? Oh, no. Right hand, no. Left hand, let me do it. No, right hand, no.
No, Dad. No, stop it. Stop doing that. No, Uncle Billy.
Hey, Mark McGuire, what kind of car are you getting?
One that drives on the wrong side of the road.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Those Aussie people, they fucking... They drive on the left... No, the right side, right?
Left side.
No, we're on the left.
Are we on the left? No, we're on the right, aren't we?
You're in a car driving on the left-hand side, but you drive on the right side of the road. Is that clear yet?
Yeah, the steering wheel's on the right.
Thanks for clearing that up, Selena.
My brain is still trying to think of what Selena said.
Here in Arizona, people tend to think that you drive on the left side of the freeway and they expect to kill everybody.
Selena's a genius, guys.
No, you're on the right. Oh, so you're on the right? Let's see. Yeah, you're on the right side. The Aussies are on the right, and the Spady people are on the left.
Yeah, in the vehicle, but when they're on the road, they drive on the left.
Why is he thinking of this bigger thing
than it was? I don't fucking know. I'm sorry. I was just... Jesus Christ. That'll probably end our conversation. Fuck. Let's talk
what kind
about
of car
what
did
side
get,
of the
Danny?
Fucking road. Yeah, what kind of car did he get?
What kind of car
did you
drive?
A 6-inch lift.
I was thinking of getting a new car.
What kind of car do you got now?
I got three of them. I got a hoopty. I got a throwaway. I got the date car, and I got the classic. But the classic's
that's
beat
four.
Up, so.
That's four, you 9-pound bastard.
Yeah, well, that's four.
Well, you know, I can't say everything because, you know, I'm worth $3 million that the government's not aware of. But, you know, stuff like that. But no, the classic, I mean, it's not, you know, it's not a 6.4 Impala. It's like a fucking 78 Nova that I was going to make like a Mad Max car. But I don't know. One of my friends wants to buy it, and he's all fucking, you know. Oh, please, let me get that car, please. I'm like, all right, bitch, you'll pay a high price. Somebody called in? Let's answer the phone call. Caller, you're live.
Alrighty, rather than typing out, I'll actually explain to you how we drive on the road, because it's just so much hard to type with a 4-second delay on the radio. It's pretty annoying. So we'll figure it out. So our steering wheel is on the right-hand side of the car, and the passenger is on the left-hand side of the car. So yeah. We'll drive up the road left, and we'll go down right.
Wait a minute, say that one again?
Okay, sorry. Alrighty, so in Australia, we drive up the road on the left-hand side of the road, and we drive down on the right-hand side of the road, and our steering wheel is on the right of the car.
Yeah. Okay, so when you're driving, you look to the right, and you see the traffic going the opposite way, right?
Correct, yes.
Okay. That is odd.
I mean, oh, man, I can tell you what, like, when we were driving from L.A. to Vegas on my holiday to America, and it tripped me the fuck out, man. I was like, what the hell is going on? The exit's on the wrong side of the road. Everything's happening. I'm like, I don't know what's going on. It was so, so weird, man. So weird.
Well, there's a lot of people here in Arizona from Australia because we would get wrongly drivers on the freeway.
Oh, I think we had, like, a driver who had an international license, which is good, but I wouldn't do it. Like, I wouldn't mind driving in America, but I think me driving the wrong side of the road is just dangerous because I'm so used to how I drive, you know?
Yeah, that's crazy. I mean, I'm picturing that right now. It's like, fuck. Wouldn't you be distracted more by looking at the other side? I don't know. Not really,
because I'm not driving with my head. Like, I don't really look to the right and say, oh, look, car's going that way. Don't know what's going in front of me. That's just me. But if I was to death.
When you got here to the States, how many times did you flush the toilet to look at it go the other way?
Once I thought that was pretty cool, and I didn't really care. Right, what I didn't like was when I got to the airport, like, the water was, like, up to, like, nearly up to the rim. I'm like, huh, that's a bit strange. And I didn't know how I had to do it. I was just like, do I cop a squat? What do I do?
For those that don't know, when you're in Australia, the water goes the other way down the toilet.
It does. It's amazing. I don't know how it works, but screw it.
It's amazing.
Is it true that Outback Steakhouse is not really a place in Australia?
Back steakhouse. No, I don't think we have one of those. We got a lot of good steakhouses in Australia. I gotta say that. I gotta say, when I went to America, I tried some American barbecue, and man, it was top notch stuff. Really, really good.
Do you guys eat kangaroos?
We can if we want to.
Like, you know how people hunt deers? Can you hunt them like that?
Oh, I haven't seen people hunt kangaroos for a while, but I know you can definitely buy the meat and eat it. And I think it's the same texture as chicken and tastes a bit like beef.
Kangaroos?
Yeah.
You guys eat kangaroos?
We can't have pet kangaroos, but we can eat the bloody things.
You can't have pets? They can't be your pets?
Man, they can bloody hurt you. They can, like, I mean, you know, they look all cute and shit, but if you, like, answer them, they go on their little hind legs and they kick the hell out of you.
Can you make kangaroo bacon?
No, you can't make kangaroo bacon. That's a good idea, though. I mean, we should market that.
Kangaroo bacon
is
delicious.
I've got a question, like, because, like, my trip to America was New York, L.A., Vegas, and San Fran. I did not like L.A. I thought L.A. was a shithole. Is that normal for Americans to think that, or is it just...
No, L.A. is a shithole. It is.
Well, what part of L.A. did you go to? Did you go to, like, the fashion district, or did you go to, like the downtown, like, where the Walk of the Stars shit? Or, like, where did you go in L.A.?
Hollywood Boulevard, I think it was. It's, like, near Hollywood Boulevard.
Oh,
and
yeah,
just,
that's a shithole. Yeah, L.A., just, downtown L.A. is a shithole.
Like, I mean, yeah, it was cool to see, it was, like, really cool to see everything, you know, like, the sights I see on the TV and stuff like that. It was good to see it, but I didn't really enjoy it that much. I just thought it was overhyped, if that makes any sense.
No, L.A. is really filthy when it comes to it. I mean, people don't care out there. I mean, you would think, you know, that's a, you know, a little ritzy area. People would have class. You know, they don't have class up there.
It's the same with Chicago.
Are the same, but San Francisco, some people have class. Like, someone would just pee on anywhere in L.A., but as for someone in San Francisco, they would, like, actually go find a bush to go pee in, you know?
I also find that really, really rude as well. Like, I was walking down with my family, and my mom was like, oh, I don't want to pay for the CD. I don't want to have anything about it. And the person trying to force that CD onto someone called her a dog. I'm like, are you fucking serious?
Yeah.
Like, what's your problem?
Happened.
Like, I mean, I support local talent, Goofy, and, like, you know, everyone should have a right to, like, you know, sell the music on the street, but if somebody doesn't want to buy your product, you shouldn't be abusive towards them because it shows the type of person you are and the type of artist you could be, you know?
Well, people need to understand that they have an idea. Like, let's go to the 105 avocados for $10, okay? People have an idea. Like, me, I would take that and be like, oh, wow, I could flip this and probably make $100. So here's stupid Goofy in the back of my car, a bunch of avocados. I'm trying to sell them for a dollar a piece. And, like, only, what, like 20 people buy them. So I'm left with all these avocados. A great fucking idea, you know?
Why don't you just, like, make some really good guacamole and then sell that for a good profit, you know? Make a good blend and call it, like...
That's Selena's job.
I'll make all kinds of stuff for that, but I'm eating it. I'm not selling it to anybody.
Like, I'm pretty sure, like, you're in California, aren't you, Goof?
No, I'm not. If somebody tries to sell me that shit, hell no.
All right, no worries.
I don't even buy fruit from, like, those people on the fucking corner, you know.
No, I was just saying, like, cause, like, when I went to America, like, I saw the marijuana laws was a bit different from state to state. And I know in L.A. or California for that, it was, like, medicinal, I believe. And I was just thinking maybe you should, like, make medicinal-grade guacamole.
Yeah, you know, that would be great. And what should we call it? Selena's guac?
No, I call it wacky guacky. Something like that.
Ceviche too. Guacamole, ceviche.
Selena, when is the show Cooking with Selena's?
I don't know. I'll do one with the style. Because everybody's talking about one.
I personally don't smoke the stuff a lot. Like, it's just more of, like, you know, it's like a rare occasion. But I noticed, like, it was really, really easy to get in California. Like, really easy. You can just go to a green doctor and say, hey, I feel sick. All right, here's your license. Go smoke your lungs out, you know? And it was quite interesting. That being said, as well, that was at Venice Beach. And Venice Beach is the most overhyped piece of shit ever.
Yeah,
it's
a garbage hole. Like, people talk about how great it is. That place is a garbage hole.
I mean, it's great if you get it, but fucking hell, it's disgusting.
I mean, it is completely better looking on Grand Theft Auto 5.
Like, you see, so many times on music videos and stuff like that, I'm like, you could pick, like, a much more nicer area in, like, the state of America than do it in Venice Beach. It makes you look trash, you know? But then again, most pop music and electronic music nowadays is pretty trashy anyway. That's just me.
Hey, Jose, where you at, man?
Did you fall asleep? I'm here, man. I'm here.
What are you doing?
I'm here. I had to take the dogs for a walk.
Confessing himself.
Well, anyways, everyone, we gotta get the fuck out of here. I'm gonna end the show right now. So,
okay.
Thanks for having me, Goofy.
Hold on, everyone. Before we leave, we always tell the audience one last thing. So, I want everybody to think in their head something that they have to get off their chest, or maybe they want to just say something. They want to say one last thing. Now's your chance to say it. So can we get the One Last Thing music and fucking end this fucking piece of shit show?
One way.
All right, we're going to go to the only woman on the line, Salinas. Thank you for hanging out with us tonight, Salinas. What's your One Last Thing? Yeah, you get that cheap watch that I flash.
Watch?
What's your One Last Thing, Selena?
My One Last Thing is I am tired right now and I want my phone back. That's on my mind. Ben is on my phone right now, so I've been waiting so very patiently, wondering when the show's going to end.
God. Anyways. Jose, what's your One Last Thing?
If I go into Walmart and see 38 fucking checkouts open and only 6 cashiers one more time, I'm going to shoot up the fucking
All right. Mark McGuire, what's your One Last Thing?
Don't talk shit in Australia or you'll be glassed with a Vegemite jar.
Okay.
Don't talk shit in Australia or you'll be get glassed by a Vegemite jar. That's it. Just don't talk smack.
There you go.
And
have a good day, mate.
Oh, you have a good too, dude, mate. I'll put some trip in the Barbie for you.
Alright, mate. Have a good day, mate. Alright, Manuel, what's your One Last Thing?
My One Last Thing is, if you're going to be gay, do it on Goofy Bone Show.
What? The fuck off my show, goddammit. Well, anyways, I tried to bring the Periscope crowd with my radio show crowd. It didn't go swell. Oh, well, fuck it. I want to thank everyone for tuning in. My name is Goofy Bone. And I want to say thank you. And my One Last Thing is fuck Taco Bell, because they did not serve me breakfast at 11:43 p.m. Sorry, 11:43 a.m. this morning. Apparently, Taco Bell has a fucking stupid time restriction, like fucking stupid McDonald's. Anyways, Chewbacca, get us out of here. Get the fuck out of here. We'll see you all later, whenever the fuck I want to do a radio show.
1AD6.2 is brought to you in part by...
Where is the original Goofy Bone?
Acme Corporation, featuring outlandish products that fail or backfire catastrophically at the worst possible time.
Oh, yeah, they pissed me off. Oh, I just want some fucking attention. I just want some fucking attention. Wah, wah.
Sirius Cybernetics Corporation, a decidedly inept company responsible for the design and creation of a wide range of robots and labor-saving devices.
How do you babysit a little black kid?
How?
You lick his lips and stick him through a window.
How dare you!
MonCorp, a large multi-billion-dollar industrial complex with numerous subsidiaries and a monopoly on robot production.
I am...
Wrong damn tad!
The new face of fear. Don't you understand, Goofy? Oh, do you understand the power of darkness? The power of hate? You don't. You know nothing about it.
Additional funding was provided by...
You better shut your freaking mouth. You understand me, you little weasel?
Since 1968, Rich Industries continues to provide a number of quality auto services to customers both in Krieger and nationwide.
the person you're hosting your show with today will be your enemy tomorrow, because none of you loser motherfuckers have 1 ounce of loyalty.
Major funding for this program was provided by...
I succeeded. I destroyed you.
Soil and Corporation, whose newest product is Soil and Green, a green wafer advertised to contain high-energy plankton from the world's oceans.
Yeah, I turned it in. Did y'all hear me? I turned the report in. I did it. We admitting it on the air. So if you get 404, I did it. Okay?
You're jealous?
The very big corporation of America taking over the world, one small business at a time.
A secret document containing the names of men within privately favored friendly relations with the West.
This program was made possible in part by a grant from Warbucks Industries, now the world's largest producer of depleted uranium artillery shells, cluster bombs, and cat food.
We know this is a plot to acquire the document, thereby embarrassing the West.
Shun magic and shun the appearance of magic, shun everything, and then shun shunning.
As always, should you or any member of your force be caught or killed, the secretary will disavow any knowledge of your actions.
I'm fucking serious here. Out of all of the things that we accomplished here, we're the most controversial show here on Spreaker. And
hold on,
you're going to let these low-life losers
ruin
it?
This tape will self-destruct in 5 seconds.